something that we've talked about from time to time, and something that I'm somewhat concerned about as we grow older. Dementia is a terrible, terrible thing. And I've had family members who've been affected by this. And it is an awful thing as you see people get older and they go through it.
What is dementia?
Well, I guess it takes several forms. I mean, you could have Alzheimer's. You could have a number of other brain conditions that can affect your motor skills, your brain skills, and your memory skills and things like that. I think dementia just is an all-encompassing term that covers a lot of different conditions. But it's, you know, it's basically you lose the ability to function by yourself because of memory loss, and just the eventually can turn into you forget the how to eat and things like that. I mean, it's just it's basically your brain slowly slipping away.
A lot of people that we have that in our family too, and a lot of people that suffer from that, they go back in time basically. You know, these are older retired people, and they believe they got to go to work every day.
Yeah, and it takes on all sorts of weird.
And in facilities that they live in, they have things there to make them think that, okay, they have a typewriter there and they go to work every day. Wow. Because that's what they think they have to do every day.
Well, as a public service, and maybe just to keep track of this for yourself, because some of these have, I don't know, made a red light go off in my brain.
Uh-oh.
Early signs of dementia. And that's a scary thing, too. And maybe this is around for a long time. It seems like people are getting younger and younger that have dementia. I mean,
dementia and Alzheimer's and all those
Alzheimer's
things.
Alzheimer's are, you know, people in their 40s sometimes, people in their 50s. I mean, you think of it as just the elderly, but, man, it happens to people earlier and earlier.
Remember a Tennessee women's basketball coach, Pat Summitt, just retired with that, and she was like 58 or 59when it first started hitting her.
Yeah.
So I always worry about these little checklist things, because I always test positive for everything.
Yeah. And in some of these, you can, if you just think about it, maybe don't test as positive as you think. And some of these are maybe somewhat ambiguous, but here's the list and see if some of these indicate some sort of red light with you. Frequent falling. You find yourself falling or slipping more than you used to.
Does in love count? Or is that a
that's
deal?
Separate? Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I don't fall frequently, but I almost fall frequently.
Really? You have near misses? Or?
You know, I've this has happened for the past I would say 10 years. I find myself like in the shower having near misses a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll slip and, you know, I always catch myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll miss a step. Always catch myself, but think, man, that's just so razor thin margin between disaster and not. And as my, you know, as you get older and your physical skills will deteriorate when you're 70.
That seems, like natural time, you're going to be a little more clumsy.
I don't find myself falling or having any near misses, but I do find myself taking things more slowly, like stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a lot more careful on stairs.
When I was a kid, or when I see kids today, they fly up and down stairs, or they jump from, you know, one little brick ledge to another without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And I used to do that as a kid, but now as an adult or a 40-something adult, I'm much more careful. I don't run up and down stairs.
That's probably a good thing. And that you're...
I think part of it is because I feel like I can't.
Right.
Not just being cautious, but I don't feel like I can do it anymore, where as a kid, when you saw a flight of stairs, it presented a great opportunity to ramp up your speed.
You're not the stunt man that you used to be.
Mm-hmm. The unknown stunt man.
This one doctor says that, you know, people come into his office all the time and say that they're concerned because they forgot their grocery list last week. And he says he's a lot more concerned when they say that they've fallen 4 times in the last year.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the go-to number. Okay.
Are you falling?
No, not that I know of. I still have amazing balance.
Well, not that you know of.
Well, no, I mean, nothing comes to mind like, oh, yeah, I've been falling a lot lately. Okay. No, I don't think that fits me. Are you missing sarcasm? I think I fall into this one a little bit. And sometimes it's because I'm around very sarcastic people like you, and I don't always pick up on it.
You've always kind of had that, though.
Yeah.
You're just a little bit more... you know, gullible or naive or whatever that is.
Yeah. I have a hard time with that, and I guess have since 20s. So I don't know if that really applies. All right. Let's see here. Stand by.
You forgot where you were?
No, I'm good.
All right.
A disregard for the law. That
well,
sometimes
Craig obviously
when you
has
these...
that. He's doing 89 miles an hour out there on the highway.
Right.
88.
Collecting lots of tickets.
But sometimes, you know, when you see these stories of senior citizens just out of nowhere shoplifting, and it's just kind of like, the, you know, they, I don't care, and I'm just going to lift this, that sometimes can be a sign.
Is wild sex on this list?
No.
Okay.
What does that have to do with shoplifting?
Well, he's looking for things to check off the list.
To do what?
And what he meant to ask was wild gay sex on the list?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah.
Because,
I didn't want to get that specific.
Because then he would have
here.
His first check mark.
I want to check off on that. No, I was actually bringing up a serious point, which is in nursing homes, the wild senior citizen sex that goes on.
It's all over the place.
You've heard of this?
Yeah, but I don't see how that's related to shoplifting and disregard for... Oh, you just mean
well, like,
that's almost disregard for normal behavior?
Right,
yeah, okay.
Right. It's the abandonment of, you know, normal
yeah.
behavior.
Well, they didn't put that as part of that category, but you just did.
But I read some story about some guy, I think his wife was suffering from Alzheimer's or whatever, and he had to go to the nursing home and visit her, and she was there with her boyfriend, and... Hmm. He just can't do anything about it. He just got to accept that she just doesn't remember her husband.
That's weird.
But she just goes crazy in the pants area with this other guy.
All right, staring. That kind of gaze into nowhere. You find yourself doing that, and then you just kind of...
Gaze into nowhere or gaze into my bedroom?
Golly, could you just take one thing and not turn it into something?
He's anxious to check off another one.
Jeez.
Because he's got gaze in his bedroom, so that would be two check marks,
on,
and he would
George.
Be worried.
This dementia symptom alters people's ability to move their eyes normally. So I don't know if you can really catch yourself doing that, but you may notice it in somebody else. Eating weird objects, like flowers and things like that.
It's called pica, isn't it?
Well, in this case, it's a sign of Alzheimer's or dementia.
You need to read about that pica disease. That'll freak you out.
Yeah.
Or syndrome, or I don't know what it is. But it's regular people that happen at any age, and they just get obsessed with eating weird things, and they hide it, you know. People that eat hair, people that eat dirt. There's people who like to eat silverware. There's one guy who ate a whole bike, part by part, over like a year.
I remember that story.
All right. Losing knowledge. Failing to find the word that you're thinking of.
Are you raising your hand?
Man, I find this happening to me more and more. And I think some of it's just natural. You know, you just, I don't know, maybe you're tired or it's just a sign of you're getting older. But you do that from time to time. You just think, and for me, sometimes it's players like, oh, who's that guy? And I used to be able to, you know, recall an athlete's name just like that.
I've noticed that in you.
Have you?
Concerns me.
Losing empathy. Things don't bother you like they used to, and empathetic feelings towards someone else start to deteriorate a little bit.
I've gone the opposite way on that. I have.
Yeah, I
now find myself almost paralyzed by empathy at times, where I can't even form opinions on things because I feel so bad for people.
This person may also show no awareness of their inappropriateness. That sounds similar to somebody in this room.
Go ahead.
Ignoring embarrassment, that you really just feel embarrassed. Something just really wheels off, happens, you say something, but you're just not really worried about it. You just go on and it doesn't embarrass you.
Feel constant embarrassment.
Yeah, I think we're okay there. Compulsive behavior. Extreme hoarding behaviors.
Whoring behaviors.
Hoarding.
See, now he's being childish.
I am
you
not.
You both are. Money troubles. Difficulty managing money.
Don't we all have that?
That's called being an American, isn't
yes.
it?
We're proud of it.
Yeah, but maybe if you, you know, you've always, I think what they mean here is it's getting more and more difficult for you to keep up with your bills, and all of a sudden, you know, oh yeah, I forgot to pay that bill.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. I know Junior doesn't have that problem. You have that problem, Gordo?
No, but I don't have that problem, but it is... going to be weird when you start really having to scale back when you get older and your income goes way down. And I think that you can't live high on the hog. And I think that women suffer from not being able to cut back. That's my big gordotorial that I don't really believe in, but it just sounded like a good conservative talking point.
Difficulty speaking. I think we all have problems with that from time to time. Kind of an ambiguous thing, but yeah, if you just find yourself having a tough time getting out words.
Well, we should all be very concerned about Craig Rosengarten and Mike Reiner, shouldn't we?
Try us.
So just some things to look out for. We're all probably guilty of some of those, but if you find yourself finding more and more of those things occurring in your life, then, I don't know, maybe you ought to go have a doctor's visit. Something's going to get all of us, right? And dementia's going to get a number of us here in the next 20 years or so. Well, that's what they're working on. I don't know if there is one.
Why are they saying that it's occurring more and more to younger and younger people?
I don't have an answer for that either.
What's the cause?
I think part of that may be we're identifying it now, where maybe we didn't 20 years ago. I think we can identify the factors of dementia a lot earlier now than we used to. That's part of it, but there may be something too that is causing it in younger adults.
Fluoride in the water.
Hmm. Another gordo-atorial here at 551.
Fracking.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and throw that one out there. I want to argue with you there. All right, we got a big event tomorrow that we'll talk about next. The ticket.